In the Old Testament, the image of the shepherd is often applied to God as well as to the leaders of the people. The prophets Isaiah and Ezekiel compare Yahweh's care and protection of his people to that of a shepherd. They say he is like a shepherd feeding his flock, gathering lamb in his arms. Psalm 23 is a David's famous picture of God as the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is celebrated as the Good Shepherd Sunday and Vocation Sunday. Today, Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. His statement has two parts. I am the Good Shepherd. Jesus was not the first to use the image of the shepherd. Even in the civil society, the concept of the shepherd was used among kings and rulers prior to the time of Jesus. In the statues and images of ancient Egyptian pharaoh, they are often depicted holding a shepherd's staff. The image of the shepherd is used to refer to the leaders of the people of Israel. God calls Moses, and not only when he is tending the flock of his father-in-law, but Moses is given a shepherd's staff that he was already holding, now as a symbol of leadership, authority, and power of God. Again, David was not just a shepherd boy. Yahweh promised, "You are to shepherd my people Israel and the leader of Israel." So the image of the shepherd has been there in the long tradition of Israel. So Jesus makes five claims in today's gospel. The first one, he knows his sheep and his sheep hear his voice. Just as the Palestinian shepherds knew each sheep of their flock by name, and each sheep knew its shepherd and its voice, so Jesus knows each one of us, our needs, our merits, our faults. And Jesus loves us as we are with all our limitations. And he expects us to receive and return his love by keeping his word. He speaks to us at every Mass, through the Bible, through our pastors, through our parents, family, and friends, and through the events of our lives. So we can say God whispers to us in our pleasures. He speaks to us in our consciences, and he shouts in our pains. Second image of the shepherd, he gives eternal life to his sheep by receiving us into his sheepfold through baptism. Jesus also strengthens our faith by giving us the Holy Spirit in confirmation, supplies food for our souls in the Holy Eucharist and the divine words of the Holy Bible, and he makes our society holy by the sacraments of matrimony and the priesthood. Third image that we have in the Bible is he protects his sheep by placing them in the loving hands of his Almighty Father. Without him, you guide us and protect us. We are easy prey for the spiritual wolves of this world that include Satan as well as the seven deadly sins of pride, avarice, envy, gluttony, anger, lust, and sloth. The fourth image that we have in this Bible passage is he goes in search of his stray lambs and heals his sick ones. Jesus heals the wounds of our souls by the sacrament of reconciliation and strengthens us in illness and old age by the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. The fifth image is Jesus dies for his sheep. Just as the shepherds of ancient days protected their sheep from wild animals and thieves by risking their own lives and even dying, so Jesus suffered and died in expiation for the sins of all people. In the Old Testament, we see that they bring a good sheep. And they put, the high priest put his hands and put all the sins on that sheep. People sin and priests sin, then they sent to the wilderness. So that sheep will go and he will die. So they think that all the sins are forgiven. But Jesus changed this concept, and Jesus became master, but he offered himself to remove our sins. So in the final part of today's gospel, Jesus invites us, those who are touched and saved by the love of the shepherd, to shepherd and care for others. There are other sheep that are not of this fold, and these I have to lead as well. Though Jesus cares for his own, he loves all of us and takes responsibility for all of us without exception. For God has created all of us and loves us all. Jesus ultimately dies because he cares. He cares for all the peoples, especially you and me.